It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
What? What?
You bet your ass.
What's this?
About a Girl by Nirvana.
I like this.
I do too, very much.
I like this a lot. Let's listen to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, you listen to music like this, Rob.
What?
You just want to leave this studio and we're done for the day and go home, walk into the bosom of your family, kiss them all goodnight, put them to bed, and then go downstairs and get obliterated.
That's right.
Heroin rock.
Mike O'Mara unplugged.
It might just happen. Thursday on the show, it's our Big Mother 2008 competition.
Big Mother.
Because I know the 2007 one was fantastic. Mm-hmm. Beth Ann's all about...
06 was the best.
Beth Ann is all about 2008. She is really about 08.
Yeah. Well,
it's hog heaven 2008.
It's a big year.
Big Mother 2008. All mothers will receive a $50 gift card from ProFlowers.com.
Nice.
ProFlowers.com, perfect for Mother's Day or any time of year. Gift cards redeemable at ProFlowers.com. Also, the pregnant moms will receive a pregnancy massage from the Red Door Spa.
Easy.
We don't want any deliveries, at least not at that particular time.
Please. I can help.
The Red Door Spa, this Mother's Day, wrap her in luxury with Red Door Spa packages. They come beautifully gift boxed with an exclusive spa robe. Nothing says thank you like the gift of sheer relaxation.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that right, Mike?
From the Red Door Spas. I know when I go, I truly enjoy it. The Big Mother will win $1,000.
Wow.
And we will be devoting our whole show on Thursday to this with the mothers meeting each other, and we'll be staking them out outside of Buzz's office. Mm-hmm. We are involving Matt Goldstein, and that could be dangerous, but...
That's a good idea, though.
He has to be up there as a hall monitor, so we'll look forward to that, and that'll be happening this coming Thursday on the show. Now, without further ado, our last buzz of the afternoon, here is Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Well, thank you, Mike. From our With Friends Like These department... A co-conspirator in America's worst political scandal ever says John McCain is an old friend.
Old friend.
Ex-con G. Gordon Liddy, who led a bungled burglary of Democratic headquarters to help get Nixon reelected.
Yes, Nixon, a fine American.
Do you dye your mustache?
I do indeed.
Do you ever cut the back of your head when you're shaving it?
No, but I go on cruise ships and I wear a Speedo.
On the Vindom?
And you know what? Forget it. I can't.
I know.
Have the register for G. Gordon Liddy.
It was
today.
A good try, Mike.
I can do Dennis Rodman all day long, though. Okay, that can happen.
Oh, and he's here again.
He's here. Yeah. G. Gordon Liddy.
Yeah.
He's a fascist.
Really?
Thank you, Buzz.
Thank you, Dennis.
Have a good newscast.
Thank you.
Good night.
Take care, buddy. Ex-con G. Gordon Liddy.
Gordon Rodman.
Has donated $5,000 to McCain over the last 10 years politically. Liddy greeted McCain on his seldom heard radio show as an old friend. McCain gushed about what a pleasure it was to be on that show and praised Liddy's, quote, adherence to the principles that keep our nation great.
Yeah, I remember when Ollie was on the old Liddy show. That was a lot of fun.
Going on the Liddy show is sort of like going into hiding, though.
It really is.
Exactly.
No one's going to hear you.
Back in the day, it was G. Gordon Liddy who proposed that anti-war protesters be kidnapped so they couldn't disrupt the Republican convention.
You're kind of a putz.
Mark Felt was deep throat.
Yes, sir.
You know what Saddam Hussein was afraid of?
What?
He was afraid he'd get AIDS in prison. It's in his diary.
I don't know why that makes me laugh.
Hold
but
it,
he does.
Has a diary?
Yeah, that's right. He has a diary. Had
with,
a diary.
With a little lock on it?
Mm-hmm. And hearts on the front.
Oh, hold on. Now, here it is right here.
Saddam's diary.
It's flying in.
Day two. I sure am worried about that big guy in cell number three. I think he could have his way from me and I would get the AIDS bad.
Who are you?
I'm Saddam Hussein.
Thank you.
I don't want to get the AIDS. I sure hope they hang me. Right, so long.
Right from the pages of the diary.
G'dang me.
Bye then.
G'dang me. Why don't you get a rope and hang me?
Excerpts from the diary are being published in an Arab newspaper this week, and one of the entries has him worrying about catching a venereal disease, or HIV, while behind bars, waiting to be executed like it mattered.
August 3rd.
August what?
August 3rd.
The 3rd of August.
Okay.
August 3rd. Sure, I'm unhappy. I washed my hands in that sink that everybody uses. Really worried I'm going to get the chlamydia.
Who are you?
Saddam Hussein.
What's the date?
August 3rd.
Hussein also asked his guards not to hang their laundry on the same clothesline as his so their underwear wouldn't contaminate his clothing with an STD. Page 3.
August 13th.
Yes.
I'd kill for a razor. So long.
Who are you?
Saddam Hussein.
Goodbye, then.
Goodbye, then.
Soldiers returning from Iraq would get extended unemployment benefits and new money for education under a bill being pushed by Democrats in the House this
Amen.
Week.
In the House.
This would cost grateful taxpayers $178 billion.
Well, you know, take some of it from the money we're spending over there and give it to these guys. That's done. Americans ought to realize, as far as taxes are concerned, for these guys coming back, that's money that you have to spend.
Got to do it. It's all we know so far about the proposal being forged today behind closed doors. The whole thing becomes public later this week. Who's here now?
Page 5?
August 27.
Yeah.
Man, I tell you, my crotch itches.
Oh, that's bad.
I think I got the bugs.
Who are you?
I'm Saddam Hussein.
Wow, it's a nice diary.
Yes, thanks a lot. Oh, boy, I wish they'd just get it over with and hang me.
Written in crayon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ben.
CSI's Gary Dorden is apologizing for his drug bust last week by way of an email to Entertainment Tonight. Police say they found heroin, ecstasy, prescription drugs, and what appeared to be cocaine in Gary's car after a weekend rock festival.
Or as you call it, the kit.
Or I call it the Saturday.
Saturday night.
In his apology, Dorden says the drugs weren't his and blames his lack of sleep for police finding him parked alongside a road. He said he actually pulled over to avoid getting a DUI.
Why is it when I email Entertainment Tonight my apologies, they never read them?
That doesn't matter. They find you guilty as charged
every single time. I'm always in jail with Saddam Hussein and the AIDS.
Yeah, but every time you pull off to the side to catch some wings, you know.
I know. My
thought
is pull over fast, and that minimizes the time I'm on the road.
Will you forget all about this if I give you some forever stamps?
Have a plate.
Dorden says his blood test came back negative, which, if true, is a great relief to his coworkers, who've indicated that he's been battling some demons.
Mm-hmm.
And despite the producer's announcement to the contrary, Dorden reportedly will be back for at least a few episodes next year in what may well be CSI's last season.
Does this guy really matter to the cast?
No.
I mean, I don't think so. I don't think he's even relevant.
Only from I don't know. Chicks dig him, and he has been part of the cast since the beginning. If they've only got a year left, they'd like to finish it with him if they could.
Green eyes.
Are you attracted to him, Burbank?
Strongly.
All? Yeah, okay. All right, then we got to keep him on the show.
I'm just going to keep sending my emails to apologies at entertainmenttonight.com.
Maybe Mary Hart will read yours.
I hope so.
Gary, meanwhile, is promising to preach against the evils of drugs.
Yeah.
Oh, and Amy Winehouse, on the other hand, Amy Winehouse and drugs, she's making no such pledge.
Okay.
Tried to make me go to rehab. I said,
No.
Europe Sky News is reporting that Amy's producer, Mark Ronson, has been forced to stop his projects with her because she's, quote, not ready to record any music.
Tomorrow on the show, hopefully, another interview with Amy Winehouse. We'll have an exclusive Buzz Burbank interview with Amy Winehouse.
Look forward to that.
Probably early in the show.
Hopefully. And if you go to WJFK.com, some great pictures of Amy Winehouse looking stunning and showing her bald spot.
Oh, she's fantastic.
You wouldn't think that under that beehive she'd have any issues.
Nah, she'll talk all about it tomorrow, Rob. She's a very, very intriguing young woman.
Well, her work has been suspended now by her producer, and that means the theme she was supposed to record for the new James Bond movie isn't finished, and Ronson says it doesn't appear that it ever will be finished.
Die and let die.
Yeah, what a shame.
And finally, in a town not far from Seattle, a mother took her teenage son to Urban Outfitters to buy some clothes. What she found there were books that she believes are too sexually charged to be in a clothing store aimed at teens and young adults. Books like Porn for Women, which is really just jokes like men doing housework. That would be porn for women.
Oh, okay. That's innocent.
And Pornogamy, a guide to paper folding for adults.
Doesn't matter.
So this concerned mother alerted a Republican lawmaker, the American Family Association, and other whack jobs to come down hard on Urban Outfitters.
Mm-hmm.
This concerned mother probably doesn't even realize how funny it is that her name is MILFs. Marcy Milfs.
Hey, baby.
Buzz Burbank on the Michael Mara Show.
Milfs. I like that, Buzz. That's exciting.
Thank you.
It's the Marcy Milfs Show.
Hot, baby.
There's a radio name. Want to thank Bob Seska from the HuffingtonPost.com.
Thanks, Bob.
Bob was talking politics. Also, the marketing doctor, John Tantillow.
And his mother.
And, yes, word to his mother.
Word to his mother.
Hope she's doing fine. Also, Stephen Nerio. He's the cashew king, and we're trying to find another cashew that looks like a penis. this is The voice is almost gone.
Why are you revealing all of our secret plans?
Terribly sorry. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Mm-hmm. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak. Right. Our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK-FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Throat Is Gone radio network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you,
yes,
when you're eating a bag of peanuts or cashews, remember, one at a time. You never know when a penis shape could put a big cash result in your paycheck. Whatever. I'm out of here. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.